It's the Cops Case 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast, and I come across a story on the weekend about a study that's been undertaken here in our own backyard, and the bloke that's done it is on the phone, and I wanted to have a chat to him, James Tucker. James, good morning, mate.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very good. Now, mate, look, you're a PhD student at Southern Cross University here, and it was really interesting when I saw what this study is that you've been doing, and it involves whale carcasses, and there's been, you know, a lot of talk about, you know, when they do die and they're beached and stuff, whether or not burying them attracts sharks. Now, you've been looking into this.
That's right, yeah. So we've been looking into this for about 2 years now, and the first thing we did was look at all the different methods for disposing of a carcass that washes up on the beach, and then specifically looked into burial on the beach and potential contamination that that could cause, and therefore potential shark attraction as well.
Because, I mean, a lot of people have said to me, like, I remember when I first moved here and I think there was a whale at one point that had beached itself, and then more recently we had the whale on the beach at Sawtell, which ended up being dragged away and not buried. But a lot of people say, Moffy, when they bury it, the problem is the oils and everything like that, it seeps out and it attracts sharks. Now, what did you find from your study, mate?
Yeah, look, on a superficial level, that makes a lot of sense. However, when you put something in sand or sediment, there's a lot of processes, both biological and chemical, going on in that burial site. And basically, it's about how much of that decomposition product can the sediment kind of soak up and the microbes eat up, and then therefore what's actually going to reach the ocean. And so what the study has found is that basically, provided the right conditions, which are limiting the amount of water that is flowing through a burial site from things like high tides or burying a carcass in the groundwater, if we limit that, it seems like it's a safe option, because there's not much leachate coming off it at all.
So, Matt, what got you into this in the first place, being interested? Have you always been interested in, you know, science and in particular marine stuff?
Yeah, after my master's, which was on groundwater chemistry, I kind of fell into this project because it sounded really interesting. And as a local surfer and diver, I'm really interested in this particular issue that we're having. So it's a good marriage of groundwater chemistry and sort of beach management, I suppose.
So, mate, for you, it must be, I mean, the best part of the world to be living in with all the stuff we have here on the Coffs Coast.
Mate, it's great. You know, it's such an interesting project, and the Department of Primary Industries are our funders, and so we've got a lot of support from those guys, and National Parks have been helping us out. We've just got a really inclusive, amazing environment here at Southern Cross.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate, thank you so much for having a chat this morning about it. It's really interesting, and I think I've found my go-to person when it comes to anything to do with whales now, I suppose.
Cheers, mate. Let me know whenever you need anything.
Good on you, James.
Cheers.
James Tucker joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. Yeah, really, really interesting stuff.